This is TWiT.
Apple Pay launched a week ago, and now a consortium of retailers is fighting the payment system with an alternative of its own. And some retailers, including drug chains CVS and Rite Aid, have even disabled NFC in their stores, blocking the use of both Apple Pay and Google Wallet. Renee Ritchie is the publisher of iMore.com. Welcome, Renee Ritchie.
Hey, Mike. Great to be here, as always.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you wrote a really interesting piece on this. Now, the consortium that's offering an alternative to Apple Pay and Google Wallet is called Merchant Customer Exchange, and their product is called CurrentC. Can you tell us how CurrentC compares with Apple Pay?
Sure. So, I mean, it's being called a Walmart-led consortium, but that's probably because Walmart is the biggest, you know, guerrilla retailer in the space. And what it is an app. You download it to iOS or Android, you install it on your device, and then you use it to generate or read QR codes. So the retailer would present you with a QR code, you would read it, and then you would provide the payment transaction between the app and the merchant. And this isn't a way to get around credit card fees. Credit card transaction fees can vary. American Express is a little more expensive than the others, but 1, 2, 3% of a transaction. And they would really rather disintermediate those and do it directly. Unfortunately, they're doing it in a way that is not exactly beneficial to customers because, one, they want you to link your bank account directly to them. And we've all seen different security breaches that have happened at retailers. And also, they want to use it to gather a lot of information about you. For example, up to and including health information, social security numbers, dates of birth. The reports vary, but the purview of what they want to collect from you ranges from interesting to startling, frankly.
So Walmart, which you mentioned, and Best Buy also say they won't accept Apple Pay. Why not? What's the problem with accepting Apple Pay, which seems like it's pretty easy for customers?
Yeah, I mean, Apple Pay is really aligned with how we spend. It's tied to our credit card, existing credit card companies, and all it is, you present your phone, you tap the Touch ID, and your transaction is done, which is incredibly efficient. But apparently part of the agreement with CurrentC is that they won't accept any alternate form of app-based payment for a three-year period. There's an exclusivity period built in with tremendous fines or breach of contract provisions put in there. And because Apple Pay, turns out, it just works with NFC. You don't actually need to support Apple Pay in order for it to work. You just need functioning NFC. Their alternative, instead of just saying, well, you know, it's NFC, it's like any NFC-based card or any NFC-based transaction, is to turn off NFC to prevent the Apple Pay from working.
CurrentC seems blatantly anti-customer. It just seems like a huge slap in the face to customers for no reason other than, as you implied, that it's a way for retailers to get loyalty-style information without providing anything back to the customers. In other words, normally if you have a loyalty program, you say, well, if you do this, if you give us your data, we'll give you a discount, or we'll give you this, or we'll give you free that. There's an exchange of information for some action, by the retailer. And yet this looks like they want that data for free. Is that all there is to this? They just want the data for free without having to earn it?
It's multifaceted. I worked in high-end analytics for a long time, and you don't really... loyalty is great, but any single identifier, if you can do proper market basket analysis, you can build an incredibly good customer profile. And we already know that they track us with Wi-Fi and other means. I mean, they're doing everything they can to identify us. Ben Thompson had a great piece in his daily update about how, in a way, it's a way for them to save money because they don't want to share those transaction fees with credit card companies. But at the same time, there's been evidence to suggest that if you use things like Apple Pay, it is so incredibly efficient that you end up saving money because you're processing more customers faster and you're wasting less time at the cashier or the point of sales machine. So it looks like they got in bed with this technology early on, or many retailers got in bed with this technology early on and signed a really short-sighted exclusivity deal. And now it's leading to all this tension in the marketplace.
So there are 33 retailers who are part of this consortium. Do you think that more of them will be switching off their NFC compatibility to avoid Apple Pay? Or do you think this is kind of limited to a couple of retailers who are up in arms?
I'm in Canada, and we have been dripping in NFC for years. NFC is accepted at Sears, at McDonald's, at almost every every place I go, I can pay with an NFC-enabled credit card. It's a little Wi-Fi symbol on it. You tap it and you're done. So the idea of turning that off just despite Apple Pay means that as a customer, I lose the functionality for everything that I have. My only hope is that it becomes so expensive for them that people who have Apple Pay and Google Wallet and NFC-enabled credit cards are so upset about this that they take their business elsewhere, and the cost of not accepting Apple Pay dwarfs the cost of sticking with this sort of dodgy consortium they've put together.
Now, you're basically calling for a boycott of retailers who don't accept Apple Pay. Are you getting any support for this?
I wouldn't call it a boycott. I just really believe that, you know, we can complain about it on Twitter, and that certainly feels good. But unless we make our choices known, unless we contact these retailers directly, unless we go, I believe that we should support retailers that support us. So if they provide me with a better customer experience, I'm going to go there. I don't want to punish CVS or Rite Aid. I'm just not going to go there because they're not providing me with a great experience. If and when they do, I'm happy to go there.
Yeah, it seems to me that I'm sure that they'll improve it. Everything tends to improve it, but currency as it exists now sounds like something from the Spanish Inquisition. It's just like a throwback to an era where you're scanning QR codes and so on. And it also occurred to me that there seems to be a division of customers based on this. In other words, Apple users, iPhone users, the kind of people who would have an iPhone 6 with Apple Pay, are a certain demographic. They're kind of a sweet spot in the market. They tend to be younger. They tend to be more professional. They tend to make more. They tend to spend more. It's a really valuable demographic, statistically speaking. And some of the most aggressive anti-Apple Pay companies are people who have customers who are kind of outside that demographic. For example, CVS and Rite Aid are pharmaceutical companies. Older people have statistically use a lot more of the pharmaceutical services across the board, not just prescription drugs, but also other products in drugstores. Stores like Walmart and so on tend to be, you know, discount stores, which are sort of a little bit outside the iPhone demographic to a certain extent. Again, generally speaking, it's making gross generalizations here, but it seems to me like there's going to be a division of the retail world with those kind of high end stores. Might support Apple Pay, and the kind of low-end stores or the stores that are outside the core iPhone demographic are not going to support it, and that could be the situation indefinitely. Does that sound like a reasonable possibility to you?
Yeah, again, it sounds like that typical short-sighted thinking we get. You know, we had the Apple SIM introduced and Verizon won't support it, and AT&T is locking it, and we have ultraviolet in media, and a lot of things that want to sort of control or seek to control the destiny. And it really is that Star Wars cliche with the tighter they squeeze their fists, the more comes spurting out on the sides. And a lot of these convenience stores, for example, Walgreens is supporting Apple Pay. They want to increase their demographic. They want to become more of a convenience-based retailer, and that implies convenience in there. And I don't think it's unreasonable... Sorry, I do think it's unreasonable to turn off NFC just to prevent Apple Pay. It's sort of like saying, I'm going to turn off Wi-Fi at Starbucks because I don't want you going on Google Hangouts. The what they're trying to do to implement their control mechanism is far and away an overreaction to what the technology actually does. They're getting Apple Pay for free. I don't think it would be hard to make an argument that all they're doing is supporting NFC chips and they have no control over what app you're choosing to use for that.
Rene Ritchie is at iMore.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Rene Ritchie iMore, and you can also watch him on MacBreak Weekly tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on MacBreak Weekly again. Rene, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure.